Chapter 30, Attending Network Events and Conferences. Courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. So what is networking? The idea is that you interact with people, you talk of networking being an organized event, right? And when I say organized event, you meet to discuss, exchange information, and a lot of other aspects which we will discuss as we go ahead. So what is Brené Brown saying? That first, you have to make yourself visible. You have to attend networking events. You have to let people know who you are and what you do. This is one platform for you to be visible and to make your presence be felt. The following concepts will be covered in this chapter. What is networking? Networking events. That means, what do networking events really mean? Then you talk of the advantages of networking events. Then you talk of the various types of networking. Then we go to conference. That means, what is a conference? How to network at a conference? And then we conclude. So when we are going to take each of these concepts, we will discuss as to what is the importance and how to go ahead. Networking events. They are organized gatherings that includes professionals, which could be through meetings and connections. For any event, the common goal is to allow attendees to develop common professional connections. When you regularly network, you can ask for referrals. So first and foremost, as I said, networking is actually whereby you meet like-minded people, you connect, you interact. So it is an organized event. When I talk of networking, you could say that it is a platform where you connect with potential consumers, you connect with potential clients, colleagues. When I talk of networking, these events can be organized by industry, by professional organization, by professional associations. So what is the focus on? If you want your visibility to be felt, that is one aspect. If you want to create more connections, if you realize the importance of networking, it can definitely be an add-on for you in your life. When I say an add-on for you in your life, see, the more you meet people, the more people will know who you are. Now, I am not saying that you must network so that you keep progressing in life by developing connections. We're not saying that. What I'm saying is that it can be helpful, because what is business all about? Expanding connections. What is network all about, or networking all about rather? You are meeting people, and that can probably, you know, foster relationships for a startup. It can help build about rapport and foster better relations even for entrepreneurs. So at various levels, networking can really serve the purpose. The goal of networking is to raise awareness and create new, the goal of networking is to raise awareness and create new business opportunities. So I just told you in the previous slide, say you all want to have a startup. So somewhere you all both are aware that you are, you know, meeting up. Say, for example, you could be going for your yoga class every Friday, and there you meet like-minded people and you realize that you'll want to have a startup. Now, actually, you've met up at your yoga class. This is at personal, the me time. But you realize that you'll have common goals. So what will happen? This will help you create new business opportunities. Networking takes place in conferences and workshops and various social events. So on all fronts, networking is constantly happening. On all fronts means whether you talk of attending a seminar, whether you talk of attending a trade fair, you talk of attending a social event or gathering, it is constantly that is happening. Networking events, increasing your network. What does it mean? Professionals depend on networking to promote their services. These events focus on discussions and talks from experts. So the moment you have a particular event, say an organization has hosted a particular event, okay, now this networking is for what? You want to establish more business connections. So you call like-minded people from the industry. When you call like-minded people from the industry, what happens? You get to discover and you get to discover new ideas. People will come up with suggestions. So what happens is that somewhere you get a platform for moving further. And at the same time, they're saying professionals depend on networking to promote their services. So what is it that you're currently doing? How are you making people more aware? One is through your visibility. That means you as an individual, right? Now, you as an individual have that kind of image, have that kind of standing, which will promote the situation. So it is very important when we say that these events also focus on discussions and talks by experts, because you have that image which you've already created. And then when you get this platform to speak, to interact, to communicate, then it'll be an advantage for you to convince one and all. Developing connections. Networking events provide for professionals to connect and learn about the current trends and challenges. So definitely, when you meet like-minded people, everything will not be only based on how things are going ahead. There will also be discussions based on various challenges, right? So for example, if there's a networking event and you have a recent graduate who's also attended that networking event, what is the biggest challenge for him or her? Maybe when he has to introduce himself or herself, somewhere that fear or shyness is there, but how she or he overcomes that fear or that challenge and speaks to one and all at that conference or at that networking event. So that is one aspect from point of view of a fresher or a recent graduate. But you can also discuss the various challenges which probably you could be facing if you're talking of a startup, right? So when we talk of networking, these events foster further collaboration. There is absolutely no doubt in relation to this, because it means that there is going to be, you know, fostering of relationships, there's going to be integration, bonding, cohesion, collaboration. All of this will take it forward. Furthermore, networking will expand your customer base. So we told you a few minutes back that when we talk of networking, you are talking of potential clients, you're talking of future prospects in relation to potential clients, which will expand your customer base. What is personal branding when I talk of networking? The way you create an image and reputation about yourself by participating in various networking events is of prime concern. So personal branding is all about how you prove yourself to be more of a value, more of an asset to others by networking. So this also means you have to be actively involved in networking events. See, your presence has to be continuously felt. You can't attend one networking event and then stop. It's continuous participation. It's showing your involvement. It is showing how you are playing a responsible role by networking. So it is all about your image. What is the focus on when I talk of image? How you as an individual are, showing to one and all that you are absolutely worthy of being a part of this networking event. What specific ideas do you have to share? Is it that you have something unique and creative about you as an individual? All these aspects will serve of prime purpose. Peer learning. When I talk of peer learning networks, they're groups of individuals who share common goals, interests, and challenges. And they learn from each other through feedback and interactions. Thus, networking helps to build meaningful relationships and individuals can help gain new perspectives and stay up to date with the current and emerging trends. So why do you want to learn from your peers? Probably because they share different perspectives, probably because they could contribute more in terms of ideas, right? That's what it is. So definitely you are also getting feedback. Feedback is a response or reaction to a situation or a person. So that interaction, that kind of feedback, that kind of communication, which makes you realize that there are various aspects to one particular situation, right? So definitely it'll help you. I always feel we are learners all our life. So when we are learners all our life, what happens is that we're constantly learning from the others and understanding each one's perspective. So definitely, networking is absolutely being able to establish meaningful relationships and gain new perspectives. Networking events. Now we talk of the types. Get-togethers during happy hours. Happy hours meetups are informal, while beverages and snacks can be served and individuals interact with one another, and the host may give a short speech and say a few words about the event. When I talk of happy hours, what does it mean? That you are able to be a bit relaxed, you're able to have the freedom to interact with one and all, but at the same time, you also feel that your interaction is not absolutely formal. It can be a balance of formal as well as informal communication. But you also realize that you get to learn a lot, because ultimately this is one type of networking event, right? So the only difference is that you could be a bit more at ease, a bit more relaxed compared to an actual networking event, which is far more formal. Seminars. Seminars focus on specific fields and profession, and industry-specific events provide access to knowledge, connect with one and all, and also establish yourself as a leader. So when I say seminars focus on specific fields and a profession, seminars focus on specific fields and profession, that means what are we trying to understand? For any seminar, okay, what is the importance of a seminar? That there is a specific reason for the seminar to be conducted, right? The reason will be such that you get access to more information, more knowledge, and you are also having that stance and standing to portray yourself as a leader. So when I talk of a seminar, for example, it could be an education seminar. So the focus is to have an audience where each one is understanding the concepts, for example, of marketing, the concepts for finance. So what is the focus on? That you are wanting to understand the various concepts, you're wanting to have that knowledge, and at the same time you are connecting with people. Next is online communities. They're a part of this fast driven technological world. So online communities, for example, I talk of learning communities. Online communities, what is the concept? You are meeting like-minded people. You probably, it's termed as family of invisible friends, because you're very comfortable connecting with them online. You're making use of internet, of course, that's why it's online communities, and you're able to relate to them. And you're doing all this from the comfort of your own home. Now, when you're doing all this from the comfort of your own home, suddenly you also feel that you're absolutely relaxed relating to people online. The advantage is that you have the comfort of your own home and you need internet. The disadvantage is that you are probably avoiding meeting people face to face. You are far more glued on to technology. Now, of course, research always says that face-to-face communication is preferred as far as possible. So somewhere you have to understand your personality type, that what is it that you really are. Are you comfortable, you know, being in this manner where you're connected to people online, or are you comfortable also bringing a balance? That means you use online technology and at the same time meet people face to face. For example, like we mentioned, learning communities will bring together learners and students and share learning material and discuss issues and challenges. So what is happening? You're also having access to enough study material because it's mentioned here that you will bring together the people, that means all who are interested in learning, and also have access to that material, study material, right? Workshops. Attending workshops that are required for your expertise will help you to progress in your career. So attending a workshop on, say, artificial intelligence, right? It's really picking up and it's probably required and maybe really helpful. So workshops help you to build a network of connections that will help you find new opportunities. Now we discuss conference. Now we talk of conferences. Introduction. What is a conference? A conference is an event when a number of people come together to talk about a specific topic. So conference actually has a large gathering of people. When we talk of conference, people will have information to share. It could be on a specific topic. And a conference can last for one day or few days, depending on what the conference is all about. So what is important for any conference? It has to be interactive, which it will be. That's one aspect. You have to focus on the venue being appropriate and suitable on a lot of fronts. You have to see to it that there's no technical issue, right? Because you have to make use of or access of technology, right? So it can be to promote team building, boost morale, and the purpose of a conference is to share information on a large scale. Conferences are also called an event of the mind. Why? Because there is a lot of information to share, lots to put forward, a lot of information which will be helpful and crucial to one and all. And conferences are not the same as meetings, which we will discuss as we move forward in the next chapter. How to network at a conference. So establish a goal, set realistic goals, and think about what you want to achieve from that event. You might want to network to find potential clients and collaborators or learn new skills. One aspect of life, whenever we set goals, our goals have to be realistic. I cannot set my goals as per what others think and do. I have to set goals for myself which I can ideally achieve. So what is important when I set goals? I have to be practical minded. I have to understand this is within my purview. These are my limitations. So even when you set realistic goals, then you will be able to achieve from that event. You can improve your networking skills by asking for feedback from her mentors or peers. Sorry, you can improve your networking skills by asking for feedback from the mentors or peers. So when I say the mentors or peers, it could be probably your mentors. See, always be ready to accept feedback. If you feel that you cannot ideally handle criticism well, then it is really up to you. But I always tell everybody, take criticism with a pinch of salt. When I say pinch of salt, that means don't take it so much onto your mind that it makes you feel highly upset. Kind of bring a balance with what is told to you. Don't keep hanging on to those words and ask yourself whether you need to improve or not. Establish contacts. By improving on your networking skills, you can develop more confidence and add value as a professional. See, the more you improve on networking, you will realize how to conduct yourself. You will realize how to actually present yourself better. You will realize that you are able to have attentive eye contact, you're able to be an active listener, you're able to understand the varied perceptions. This will always help you. When I say this will help you, I'm talking of networking because it is about the skills that you have. And at the same time, you can expand your professional connections. The more you expand your professional connections, the better it is for you. And you will keep learning because you will interact with experts and stalwarts from various industries. So you will realize that you're constantly learning. And what more do you want in life when you're actually networking, you're learning, you're meeting people whom you really would want to be with, right? How to network at a conference? Be well prepared. Very important. You need to have information. If at all you're going to be the speaker, then you need to have information which is going to be systematic, structured, engaging, and and the information should be such that people feel that they want to listen to you all the more. Now, this is when you are having that kind of approach towards the audience. You can also focus on the audience by developing a rapport that fosters collaboration. So definitely the way you speak, the way you conduct yourself, right? Having a smile, having that enthusiasm, all these are important aspects. Continue to learn and grow. Networking requires constant learning and upgradation of skills. You can evaluate how well achieved your goals. You can evaluate how well you have achieved your goals and what experience did you get. See, once you achieve your goals, then you will understand that how achievement of goals has made you a different personality, how achievement of goals is leading to better networking, and you yourself are always updated with information. You yourself feel that constant need to learn. You have that wish to upgrade your skills. So we are learners all our lives. So networking is something that should come by default to all of us. Follow up. You have to plan how you will follow up with your contacts after your conference. So I've told you before and I tell you again, networking is not about just developing contacts. It is about maintaining relationships, establishing mutually beneficial relationships. So you can also interact, communicate. Here it's mentioned you can send personalized mails, right? You can connect with people via social media, various platforms to connect with. So follow up is something that is very important, because when you follow up, it means you are showing that interest to stay in touch. And the next step is then that you continuously do so. That means you're consistent as far as follow up is concerned. You can track the quantity as well as quality of your networks, such as the number of people you met, the number of positive responses you got. As far as quality of your networks is concerned, what is the outcome of networking? You definitely will see a benefit there. And also, did you generate any opportunities through networking? That is what is most important. So, conclusion. Thus, you can build a strong network by attending seminars, events, etc. To make the most of networking opportunities, it is important to do enough research on the topic, the speakers and the participants. Who is the speaker or who are the speakers? What is the topic firstly? Then who are the speakers? What about the participants? If you don't know any of the participants, you can definitely interact just the way you're seated on a flight and someone next to you starts talking and you have conversation. That same way when you are attending a seminar, conference, workshop, event, you definitely can interact. Conferences generally have industry experts and speakers and connects with professionals. So the more industry experts and speakers are communicating with you, the more you will realize you are expanding your horizons, the more you will realize that you are the more you will realize you're expanding your horizon, you have a lot of information which you are ready to absorb and retain. It'll bring a shift in your thought process for future communication and networking. Sometimes conferences also offer online networking events. This is something which has, gone ahead by leaps and bounds because technology has really taken us forward and we are living in a technology-driven world. Right? Globally, technology has really overtaken all of us, correct? So access to technology such as digital video equipment, a projector and a screen are required to keep your events moving without any disruptions. We have completed with this chapter. Thank you.